Hi, I'm James Montemagno, and today I'm going to show you how to combine the power of Azure and Xamarin to build beautiful cross-platform native cloud-connected applications for Android, iOS, and Windows. But first things first. Today we're going to take a look at Xamarin for Visual Studio, where you're going to be building those cross-platform native applications with Xamarin. And then we'll take a look at how we actually develop those applications. What is Xamarin? How does it work? And then how can we connect it up to Azure with Azure mobile applications? And of course, I'll give you all the resources you need on what to do next to get started. Now, Xamarin for Visual Studio gives you every single thing that you need to build cross-platform native applications with C# and all of the .NET libraries and knowledge that you have right inside of Visual Studio. Now, how that works is essentially we enable you to build a beautiful shared C# backend for all of your applications. It's your business logic, your models, view models, RESTful service calls, and all of your Azure integrations, 100% shared across Android, iOS, and Windows. Whether you're building out native user interfaces with Android XML or storyboards, or cross-platform user interface with Xamarin Forms, you're sharing a vast amount of your code, all in C# with .NET and 100% API access. So what that looks like is I've been a Windows developer for a long time. I've had this amazing thing called .NET that runs on all the different Windows platforms. So I get things like SystemXML, IO, SystemLink. This is obviously a subset of .NET. But when I want to go to Windows and any platform, I download an SDK for maybe Windows Phone, UWP, Xbox, ASP.NET, and I get some great namespaces to play around with, those platform-specific APIs. It's the same thing with Xamarin for Visual Studio. You get all that great .NET that you know and love, but access to everything inside of Android and, of course, everything inside of iOS. 100% API access running natively on each platform. Now, when you want to connect that up into Azure, you want to use Azure Mobile Apps. This is going to give you great Xamarin and Windows SDKs that'll talk to the RESTful endpoints for your ASP.NET or Node.js backend. Now, what's really great here is that the Azure Mobile Apps SDK handles everything for you, all of your data connections, all of your user authentication, and even push notifications and file syncing. And it handles all of it with full online, offline data synchronization. You don't have to think about it. It just works. And of course, you have that backend that is either an ASP.NET website or a Node.js backend. You get to pick, and it can live anywhere, whether it's in Azure or on-prem. So let's take a look at actually how to build our first cloud-connected mobile application with Xamarin and Azure. Let's take a look at a full cloud-connected Xamarin and Azure application. This is the shopping demo app, enabling anyone to sell and buy any item that they want. So here I'm on my iOS application here. I can scroll through and see any of the items, and same thing here on Android. It's a beautiful native user interface built completely with Xamarin and sharing a full backend that we'll take a look at in a second. But let's go ahead and sell an item and see what happens. Here I'm just going to go ahead and say sell an item, and I'm already logged in with Twitter. So I can go ahead and say add a photo, and let's say I'm going to sell my Titanfall 2 game that I've already beaten. So let's say this is Titanfall 2, and it is amazing. And let's go ahead and sell this. Let's give it a deal at $15. There we go. I'm going to say add item. Now what this is going to do is it's going to go off, upload our actual image into Blob Storage, and then what it will do is actually insert a new record into our database. So when I come into my iOS application and hit refresh, there it is, instantaneously, a full round trip to Azure. This is all using Azure Mobile Apps to do our table storage and blob storage to save our images. So let's see how this was created. Well, first things first. This application is 100% on GitHub, and we'll have links in the resources. What's really nice about this is this will have your front end and your back end code, and with one single button, we'll deploy all the code that you need to your Azure backend. Now, if you're setting up things from scratch for the first time, when you go to portal.azure.com and select New, what you'll find under the web and mobile is not only your web apps, but also your mobile app. And when you select mobile app, this will scaffold your entire backend that you need for your application. Now, I mentioned that the shopping application set up everything for me. So here it is. Here's my resource group, and we can see that it set up cognitive services, push notifications, my SQL server, my database, storage account, and my Azure mobile app. When I scroll over into my blob storage, I can go ahead and take a look at the logs, and I can even see all my blobs that are here. I can hit refresh, and there it is. There are my new items that were just inserted right now. I can tap on one, and then there's my photo. I could go ahead and download and get anything that I possibly need. So there it is, kind of my whole backend setup. Now, what this looks like from the developer point of view is two things. First is we're gonna have a backend for our application. And that backend is gonna live in an ASP.NET website. So when you download the actual sample application, we're gonna see that we have our Azure backend. And here we have standard things such as controllers, data objects, models, and of course things such as a notification service. So when I go into my sale item controller, we have a standard table controller of sale item, which is the same model that I'll be using in my application. And then I have simple queries such as get sale items, look up a sale item, and post a sale item. I can additionally add authentication. So if I want to authorize my users based on Twitter or Facebook or Azure AD, I can add an authorize flag in here and only retrieve or insert data based on a specific user. Now, from the mobile app point of view, if I switch over to my mobile clients, the first thing that I'll see is that I'm actually connected to my database, and here's that Titanfall 2 game. But we have a standard Xamarin application. So over here, we have the shopping demo.app, and I have a shared project backend, which hosts all my models, such as my sale item, services for my emotion engine with cognitive services, and of course, an Android, iOS, and Windows 10 application. To get started, we're gonna go into our Manage NuGet packages. And what we're gonna see under install is that we have a few other plugins, but most importantly, our Azure Mobile Client SQLite Store. This will allow us to do full online, offline data synchronization that we just saw in the applications. We also have the Azure Mobile Client files that did the file syncing for us as well. Now, to get started, we're inside of our sale item data service, and we're using those NuGets and plugins. So here we have the SQLite store, and it couldn't be any easier to actually synchronize items. I simply create an iMobile service sync table of whatever data type I want to store. Then I have a few easy methods. Here's my initialize method. It's super simple. I simply point it at my URL, my Azure mobile backend. I go ahead and define my table in my local store. I get that synchronization table, and I synchronize my file syncing and my local data store. So just a few boilerplate things to get set up. And then it's super simple to get and insert new data into that backend. If I want to get all my sale items, the first thing I do is sync them. So what I'll do here under sync is I'll push any of my changes in my table, sync any of my files, and then pull down the latest data. Then I have a single table that I can iterate over, execute link queries all asynchronous that we can see right here. I can order by descending. I can do where clauses. I can do anything that I want. And when I want to insert data, well, it's super simple. I just insert that item into the table. I upload and add the file, and I synchronize. There, in under about 20 lines of code, I've done full online, offline data synchronization and blob storage for my iOS and Android applications and even Windows applications, all to my Azure Mobile Apps backend with blob storage. I want you to check out Xamarin University. This is our live interactive training, taking you from being brand new to mobile application development to a full Xamarin certified developer. If you head to xamarin.com/university, you'll get a free 30-day trial. And of course, there's tons of great resources to help you get started. Head to xamarin.com for anything that you need on Xamarin or xamarin.com/azure, your one-stop shop for everything cloud connected. And of course, follow me on Twitter and GitHub at James Montemagno. Thanks.